An impressive piece of bronze equestrian sculpture is the Joan of Arc Memorial, created by Anna Hyatt Huntington and dedicated in 1915. This majestic 20-foot-high sculpture shows a woman riding a horse as active, strong, brave, and self-possessed. The sculpture itself is rendered to describe movement. It is indeed impressive that a woman living in the early 20th century had the ambition and energy to create a large work in bronze. It is not an easy task for any artist at any time and of any gender to conceive and mount such a large and complicated project. Many talented artists thought about monumentality in the early 20th century, but very few women had the drive and motivation to actually execute works on this scale. Joan of Arc is truly dynamic and engaging, and notably different than the static posed men tribute pieces we see in public spaces in New York. With over 1,000 permanent public sculptures and monuments on view in our parks and public spaces, it is shocking how few of these artworks are actually images of women. Joan of Arc is one of the few public works that visually engages both the eye and the mind. She represents strength, action, and self-possession, qualities that a young woman would want to aspire to. Hyatt Huntington's Diana is another example of a dynamic artwork. An energetic woman with the grace of a dancer and the strength of an athlete. Her pose implies movement and energy. Diana looks upward and is focused on her task. Although she is made of bronze, she is seen as light and elegant, suggesting a kind of playful side in relationship to the dog moving around her feet. The composition of this work renders an active, linear movement, and the negative spaces around her body and limbs also compose exciting and surprising abstract shapes and motion. Surely an encounter with one of Hyatt Huntington's sculptures is an encouraging vision for a young woman artist who likes to think about creating work that is active, animated, and spirited in this way.